Welcome to Just Words, the stories of working people in our community. Walker Gladden is a former convict who served three prison sentences for armed robbery and drugs. He turned his life around at age 25 and is now the youth coordinator for the Rose Street Community Center in East Baltimore. He's devoted his life to saving young men and women from lives of crime and hopelessness, but he understands the gulf that separates boys and girls in the hood from the rest of the world. He speaks as the everyman of the inner city streets of Baltimore.
I grew up in an environment, in a community, very dysfunctional because of crime, violence, homicide, drugs. Everything is epidemic proportion. I done come up in this environment at the age of 1 year old. And now I'm 12, 15, 21. What am I afraid of now? I'm afraid of the things that I never really came into contact with. Citizenship, what is it? Going to school, I ran away from that as a youth. So now you're telling me, what is getting a bank account? I have no idea, no clue. Matter of fact, I'm thinking it's all right to drive without a driver's license. You telling me to go get a driver's license at MVA? You telling me about a birth certificate and a social security card? What is? I never needed that before, so what you telling me I need that now for? So everything that's normal to society in terms of citizenship, I'm now developing a relationship with at the age of 25 years old. Now I gotta take on all these obligations and responsibilities with these things that's already normal to the normal society, and I've been living in a dysfunctional environment all of my life, and now I gotta deal with these after being smothered underneath of all of that abnormal lifestyles and abnormal realities. I never learned none of those things. I'm feeling like, why have I been robbed from all these things? Why haven't nobody told me and shared? Talking about a job or whatever it may be. I never worked before. I see other people working and how successful they are. Is it possible that I could be successful too? I don't see success too much. I see failure. I see death. Got 275 homicides here. I mean, youth out of that 275, under 21 years old, about 45. Most of the young people that get killed, they don't get a chance to say these things to themselves. This is what I want to be when I grow up. Or what my purpose is. Or what I want to become. They die before they even get a chance. So you're talking about fear. We fear what's normal because we've been living an abnormal life for so long. Mm-hmm. That's the mindset of our young people in terms of developing a relationship with right living. Right living. I've been living wrong all my life. Now you telling me I got to live right? Matter of fact, what is living right? I thought living right was to sell some dope so that my mom could eat some steak instead of eating pork and beans and hot dogs. And these are the things that's missing. And these are the components that's absent out of the life of the majority of our young people right here in our city.
Last week, Walker Gladden led a 24-hour homicide march. 35 people walked from East Baltimore to Congressman Elijah Cummings' office on Capitol Hill to ask them to declare homicides an epidemic in Baltimore. Just Words is a production of the Center for Emerging Media, produced by Jessica Phillips, through a grant from OSI Baltimore, investing in solutions to Baltimore's toughest problems with audacious thinking for lasting change. On the web at osi-baltimore.org. To hear more of these voices, visit us on the web at centerforemergingmedia.org. Or email us at justwords@wypr.org. I'm Mark Steiner. Thanks for listening to Just Words.